That's Mike Tomlin on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, which is the other big takeaway from Mike Tomlin today. We're not going to ignore George Pickens. We'll keep hammering that home throughout the show and getting your phone calls on it. But this is another elephant in the room. There's two of them this week. And that answer honestly made me feel like we're going to get Justin Fields for one more game, barring something happening inside Mike Tomlin that causes him to change course. I've never heard him say of another established starting player that he was going to ease back with the second team. Quarterback is a more demanding position that obviously takes a lot more responsibility and work. But when Ben was coming off of a serious injury, did he ever say that with him? He's going to start with the second team.
He also said of Wilson in general, like earlier in the season when we had no idea how long this would drag on with him, that he was the type of veteran who didn't need a long runway to get going, that you defer to a guy's experience and level of professionalism. I was a little surprised at the way he answered that. I kind of thought that this was not fait accompli, but I thought he would use this as an opportunity to just say, we need a spark here or something like that. We appreciate Justin's efforts,
whatever. Or don't even talk about like who he's going to practice with. Just say we expect him to be a full participant. You leave
it. He took pains to actually, I think that shows you that Justin Fields, we all speculated to what degree did he win over Mike Tomlin. Enough that he gave him that second team thing for Wilson. So here's what I want to know from you. You say at least one more week. I agree. I think we're seeing Fields. I think it's pretty obvious now. Is it one more week no matter what we let Russell Wilson ramp up? Or if Justin Fields throws for 250, runs for 50 more, and accounts for two or three touchdowns and they win, Russ is still stapled to the bench, I would think,
right? I agree.
So it's like basically now you've got a guy older, but you can keep outrunning him. There's not going to be a time where we artificially let him catch you and give him the job
back
unless you hand it back.
They slow played it with Wilson. I think that Dulac's reporting about the medically cleared thing checks out, even though I was surprised Tomlin was not asked that on the record today. So to jump from doing very little to full participant, that now doesn't come as much of a surprise based on what the Post-Gazette said about the situation. And yeah, I think the expectation, I believe, is Wilson is on deck in case Justin Fields blows up in game against Vegas. Or if he has a bad game, it's his job for the Jets game next week. Like this game on Sunday now, it's Tuesday, so yes, things can change somewhat based on information that'll come out from practice, but my read on this on the situation right now is Justin Fields is about to play the biggest game of his life on Sunday. And if he doesn't deliver the goods, if they win and it's ugly, or they lose, then I think Russell Wilson will be their quarterback. I even think if he were to have a good game, if we objectively came in here on Sunday and said they didn't lose the game because of Justin Fields, if they've lost three in a row, I still think he'd go to Russell Wilson
the Jets. Man, I won't even paint an extreme picture. Let's say they lose 30-28 because they do have so many injuries that you could conceive of if Gardner Minshew plays him.
As he's naming random edge rushers who I've never heard of today as potential players for Sunday.
Correct. Like it's now Isaiah Loudermilk will stand up and play edge rusher, which will be funny to watch. So say they lose something like 30-28. Fields throws for like 245, two touchdowns, okay? Included in there is Fields leading them down the field for a go-ahead touchdown, 28-27 with 2 minutes left. Then their defense gives up a game-winning field goal. Fields plays a clean game, accounts for, they score 28 points. Even at 3-3, and even with the built-in excuse of we need to change the mojo here, that would be a hell of a tough sell if the guy plays a good game.
I wouldn't do it, but I think he will.
Well, I want to give him credit right now for this. I actually thought he was going to go to Wilson this week. And the fact that his answer there very clearly suggests that's not going to happen, I'll give him credit. I thought he was going to go knee-jerk reaction here. Like, I had internal kind of debates whenever I would just be kicking this whole subject around in my head. How much has he really won over his coach, Fields, that is? I think it's obvious that he's shown him a decent amount. Enough that it probably changed Tomlin's mind in some fundamental way.
Donnie, what do you think? You got the same read on this, or do you believe that Russell Wilson will get named the starter later this week?
Similar read. I mean, I thought, Chris and I were sitting there together. You had a nice little fancy luncheon today. But Chris and I were sitting there.
No lunch was served, Donnie. I got the 411. It was a quick meeting. No, there's no lunch. There wasn't even beignets or any kind of light, you know, continental breakfast type of thing.
Anywho,
he was all business here.
I thought he was going to kind of do the opposite, like more clearly paint, like, hey, it's going to be Russell Wilson. It seems like he's getting back to the point where he needs to be. I think him throwing in there, he's going to work with the twos. We don't want to disrupt anything with Justin Fields and the ones. I mean, that's the key piece there for me. So maybe he's going to stick with Justin Fields for one more. If it's another slow start, maybe the plug gets pulled at halftime against Vegas. If it's just another bad game overall, maybe we get Russell Wilson against the Jets, another primetime game that they have.
You said you wanted to add something to the Pickens conversation before, and then
I
forgot to tee you up for it. So here is my lobbing of the softball to you on that right now.
I just think that the player, and we've heard people say this to us and tell us this, that he is a lot smarter than he lets on about any given situation. I think he knows what leverage he has here. This is something that is seen at pretty much every level of football. I mean, I played high school football with kids that, you know, would do stuff like this. I saw it happen at the college level too. Like when there is a player that knows, hey, I can pretty much do whatever I want. I can dog it here and there if I want to. I can get caught dogging it here and there if I want to. I can have whatever message I want. I can pretty much, in any way, shape, or form, beg my coach to do something about it, but I know he is in a tough spot to do so because there ain't nobody behind me that will give this team anywhere close to a better chance
to
win.
So if they had gone out and gotten Brandon Ayuk or Davante Adams, you're saying you don't think George Pickens would be pulling the stunt right now?
Correct.
I agree with that.
I think he knows the rest of those receivers are
dog water.
Yeah, they're more like, I don't want to say bums, but I mean
they're all
three and four receivers at best.
We have no idea about Roman Wilson, who must be so bad.
Which, by the way, how does Tomlin talk for 30 minutes today and not get asked about that?
I think people just had Pickens tunnel vision.
Oh.
although to be fair, the one time a Wilson who wasn't Russ did get asked about, Mike shot down our Jeff Hathorn. It wasn't
Peyton
Roman,
Wilson.
It was Peyton Wilson. I think that's probably right, Donnie. I mean, we've all seen kids who know they can get away with more, even at the lower levels. You're right about that. But the thing that, again, just bothers me, not so much about that approach from Pickens, is if you know you can get away with more, so you might take plays off, the plays you don't take off, you better produce. That's where I have less sympathy for him than I would if he was two or three touchdowns in and had two bad games in a row or whatever, and he was frustrated because they lost and he maybe got shut out from the end zone. He hasn't scored in part because he has screwed up. Then when they called plays for him, like, okay, we slapped you on the wrist. Let's go back out there. We need you. This is a huge drive. Same thing. I'm just on cruise control. You've got his dad tweeting out that it's Arthur Smith's fault.
I hate when the dads get involved. Beckham Jr.'s dad, now we've got to deal
with
Mr. Pickens.
He called him Arthur Smith on Twitter, which I thought was funny. Like, he writes books
Arthur
for...
Arthur Smith.
Yes, like he writes books for a living.
It also sounds like someone, like, a very rich person would say his name, which Arthur Smith comes from
Arthur.
A very, very wealthy family.
Also, George Pickens' dad, it is him, but it is very funny. He has one of those Twitter names that looks like it would be a spam bot. It's like George 3, like a bunch of numbers. There's like 9 numbers in the name.